In this bulletin, the latest GDP figures, the Prime Minister scraps plans to increase the pension age, and Serena Williams through to the US Open semi-finals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The Australian economy grew by 3.4% in the past year thanks to people spending more money shopping. The latest national account figures show that GDP was up by 0.9% in the June quarter. Household expenditure and construction were the main contributors to the figures. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says tax cuts for big businesses won't be revisited. Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced the shelving of the tax cuts after they were blocked by the Senate. Mr. Frydenberg says the government will now look to provide relief for small businesses.
Those big company tax cuts, we've left those behind. What we are focusing on is those businesses that are up to $50 million in turnover now. We've legislated that, and what then Treasurer Morrison, now Prime Minister Morrison, has said very clearly is we will look at how we can accelerate those and provide the support to those businesses.
Federal Labor says Scott Morrison's promise not to raise the retirement age to 70 is hard to believe. The Liberal Party has for years been trying to raise the pension age from 67, but the Prime Minister today announced that he'll dump the plan. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says Mr. Morrison needs to explain his change of mind.
Who is the real Scott Morrison, and do you really trust him? In the last three budgets, Scott Morrison was the Treasurer. Scott Morrison wrote the last three budgets. In every one of those last three budgets, he wanted to increase the retirement age to the age of 70.
Meanwhile, pensioner groups and older Australians have welcomed the news. COTA Australia Chief Executive Ian Yates says the decision makes sense, but he says the government needs to focus on measures to increase employment among mature-aged people.
If we can lift our participation rates from 55 up to 75 to the kind of level, for example, that they are in New Zealand, that we would put into the economy every year $6, $7, $8 extra billion dollars. And that's not only good for those people who are in employment, it's good for their retirement, it's good for the economy, and it's good for the federal budget. It will raise more income.
Human rights advocates say the detainment of a New Zealand journalist on Nauru demonstrates the lengths authorities will go to restrict information. TVNZ Pacific correspondent Barbara Drever was taken in by police after interviewing a refugee on the island while covering the Pacific Islands Forum. She was later released without charge. Ms. Drever says she'd been given permission to speak to refugees as long as she didn't enter any camps. Meg Durand from Amnesty International New Zealand says Ms. Drever was just trying to do her job.
Journalists have an obligation to report on human rights abuses and on things of concern. And certainly, from what we've understood, there's been confusion around what the rules and regulations of the visa were. But from Amnesty International's perspective, detaining a journalist who is simply conducting an interview on a public street is a particularly over-the-top reaction to the situation.
Dr. Alan Finkel's term as Australia's chief scientist has been extended for a further 2 years. Science Minister Karen Andrews said Dr. Finkel, who took on the role in January 2016, continues to be a tireless advocate and highly respected champion for science, innovation and technology in Australian public life. He'll continue in the role until the end of 2020. President Donald Trump has described an incendiary tell-all book by the reporter who helped bring down Richard Nixon as nasty stuff, denying certain scenes occurred. Fear, Trump in the White House, by Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward, has angered the White House. In the book, aides of the president are quoted as calling him an idiot and admitting they snatched sensitive documents off his desk to keep him from taking rash actions. It's the latest book to throw the Trump administration into damage control mode with explosive anecdotes and concerns about President Trump. American Serena Williams has advanced to the US Open semi-finals after a straight sets win over Karolina Plíšková. Williams says she's happy with her performance.
I really feel like right now I'm playing free because, you know, I was having a baby this time last year, so I have nothing to prove. And, you know, I'm just on my way on the tour and doing the best I can.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 17 degrees. Adelaide, a few showers, 16. Melbourne, showers and a possible late storm and 20. Late rain for Hobart, 17. Canberra, showers and 16. Wollongong, a shower or two, 19. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, similar conditions, 22. Brisbane, a shower or two, 23 degrees. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.